This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Well, you know what? If you watched that debate last night, they kept fact-checking President Trump. Yeah. But they didn't fact-check her. Well, you know, we happen to have our own fact-checkers, and we did some fact-checking ourselves on, Kamalik. Okay. By the way, you know, if you read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, it talks about God hates a proud look.
Oh, yeah.
God hates lying lips, and God hates hands that shed innocent blood. All three of those apply to that wicked woman. She is wicked to the core, okay? I mean, these people are just pure wicked. And her so-called vice president, their temp on Tim, he passed
like
it.
That.
He passed that thing. And, well, I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, I actually heard them at that their spokesperson there at their convention saying that boys can have menstrual periods. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. These people are insane. And now here he had it with babies that were born. The law was that were aborted. If they survived abortion, you had to give them medical care and try to help them survive. Yeah. He changed that to where you didn't have to give them anything. Mm-hmm. Just let them die. These people are wicked. They're evil.
So he believes in child sacrifice.
He does. Yeah, absolutely. Basically. He does believe in child sacrifice. Mm-hmm. They're wicked. They're evil to the bone. And, you know, we've been praying that they want death so much. The Lord, return that death upon their own heads. Return that death upon their own heads. You know, here's what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that those women that kill their baby, those that kill their baby, not only have they transgressed God's dominion, not only do they deserve to die, okay, but they deserve to burn in hell unsaved, okay? That means if you actually say that, these prissy preachers will, you know, you'll get their pink bloomers all in a bunch. They're, you know, they don't have the courage anymore to stand up and, by gosh, preach the word. And anyhow, so we're going to listen to a little bit of what Justin Knight has to say, because Kamalik has been fact-checked. Take
Kamalik,
her away.
I haven't heard that one.
There's the fact-checks over and over. I could read them each to you if you'd like, but it doesn't matter. It is the fact that they did it, even when inaccurate, and they didn't do it to Kamala Harris 7 times in total. But now, how many times should Kamala have been fact-checked? Did anybody count it out for you? And I probably missed a few. There was enough, if my ears weren't bleeding half the broadcast. This here, fact-check, ABC moderators silent as Kamala Harris repeats the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax, which is absolutely false. We've shown you time and time again. So false that even Snopes, we're going to do a quick countdown here of how many times she should have been fact-checked if they wanted to make this a fair debate. But it wasn't a fair debate. But it all leads to this final announcement by her campaign. Even Snopes admitting it wasn't true. We have tapes, we have broadcasts, we've played it a million times, I'm not going to play it again. It is absolutely false, but even the fact checkers there, Lindsay Davis being one of them, doesn't even get the fact checks right. Muddles Florida abortion amendment. ABC News, Molly Hemingway comes out. She just brazenly lied about Florida's extreme abortion initiative on November ballot, which would legalize abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, which it does. It's not that hard to see. But I guess that doesn't matter when They're supposed to be giving the American public facts, because if you can fool the undecided voter with lies, then, well, you probably sway them your way, won't you? Breitbart again. I told you I'm going to lean heavily on them. They did such a good job. Fact check. Harris falsely claims Trump trade deficit was highest even ever seen in the history of America, which is false. You see their deficit. You see how false it was. Because the truth is, the trade deficit under Biden-Harris has never been as low as it was under Trump. But that's only number two. Harris claims she supports Israel. I shouldn't even have to cover this one. Absolutely, in our opinion, unequivocally false. Number four, Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump wrote love letters to Kim Jong-un. This has been disproven multiple times. Breitbart's verdict, false. She obviously meant this as hyperbole, but does it matter to the voter who doesn't research and doesn't know history and doesn't know the background? Remember, this was all about the undecided voter. Kamala Harris claims not one U.S. troop in any war zone around the world. Not one. Except her own Department of Defense. Three U.S. service members killed, others injured in Jordan following drone attacks. So I guess throw that one in the garbage too. Number six, Kamala Harris distorts unemployment figures to attack Trump. Kamala Harris said Donald Trump left us the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. Unemployment was 6.4% in January 2021, not far from full employment when Trump left office. And they are pretty much all this simple. Seven, Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump would impose a national sales tax. No, he won't. She's confusing sales tax and tariffs. Two completely different things, but that's only number seven. Number eight, Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump wants to terminate the Constitution. When has he ever said that? Harris took Trump's remarks completely out of context. Trump does not want to casually terminate the Constitution and has refuted this lie himself. Let's talk about extremes and understand the context in which the election 2024 is taking place. The United States Supreme Court recently ruled that the former president would essentially be immune from misconduct. How dare they do that? But this claim has been debunked multiple times over. Do you truly believe that he would simply shut down the Constitution? Just ask yourself that question. Ask any undecided voter that question. What statement led to this? So with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception, in working closely with the big tech companies, the DNC and the Democratic Party, you throw the presidential election results of 2020, according to Donald J. Trump, 2020 out and declare it a rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for determination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. That was the statement. Does that mean he's going to go ahead and dismiss the entire Constitution of the United States of America? But you see, she did her job. Because the undecided voter, who haven't researched all these topics, are sitting there like, oh my gosh, he's going to get rid of the Constitution, isn't he? Remember, this debate was about the undecided voter. Not those who are already going to vote for Trump, and not those who are already going to vote for Kamala. Not meant to sway that opinion. Everybody misses that sometimes. Fact check, Kamala Harris repeats false claim about abortion monitor, absolutely untrue. Kamala Harris claims Biden-Harris administration ramped up oil production, absolutely untrue. They've stifled it. 11, Kamala Harris falsely claims Trump sold us out to China. This also false. The Trump administration actually blocked the semiconductor production by a Chinese investor. Nobody wants to talk about that. Restricted exports to China's top chip maker and largely limited sales to China, even to third world countries. Now, the problem here is Trump didn't reply correctly. He didn't fight back hard enough on this one. He did that multiple times. It's why I'm going to say his performance wasn't the best. Just wasn't. I have to remove confirmation bias and be honest with you. And I look forward to your honest opinion below either. Try to remove the fact that that is who we want as president over Kamala Harris. And let's just judge the debate for what it was.
All righty. Very good. We're back. And TGP reporter Kara Castanova's full testimony for Congress on January 6th. This is what happened to our January 6ers, folks. And I watched this in horror, okay? There was a hearing yesterday entitled Unusually Cruel, a continuing investigation into the treatment of J6 political prisoners, delved into the continued abuse of J6 defendants. I've had several of them call here on the radio program from there, being unlawfully detained. We've had Jake Lang's been in now for over 3 years. He still hasn't had a trial. He still hasn't. So they finally moved his trial up. Do you know what day they moved his trial to? November 4th, the day before the election. Delved in the continuing. See, they don't want a lot of attention brought to it. Continued abuse of J6 defendants being unlawfully detained, and the continued arrest of Trump supporters that were present at January 6th, this day, and the gross censorship of the media of these facts. I specifically spoke about my experience as a reporter for the Gateway Pundit and the extreme censorship I have experienced in getting out the story of Roseanne Boylan. Boylan died on January 6th after she was seen beaten by Metropolitan Police Officer Lila Morris. First, there was a male, too, but I saw both of them. This woman was down, and they were like animals. This Lila Morris is like an animal, okay? Here, Roseanne was hit by a pepper ball first at close range by an out-of-control, cowardly, dirty Capitol Police. Officers shooting rounds of protesters in close space turned like it was like he was Wyatt Earp in the Wild West. Roseanne was gassed by these cowardly police and trapped under a 10-mile pile of protesters, a 10-man pile of protesters. The police shoved on top of each other. Roseanne was then beaten by violent police officer Lila Morris. I watched that cowardly, wicked woman, cowardly, wicked woman. Roseanne's unconscious body was clubbed to the body, wow, and it had four times with a tremendous stick welding by that dirty little cop. And again, at the beginning, there was a male, too. Okay, it was a white male and a black female. Overheard swings. Roseanne turned blue and bled from the nose and the eye from the beating. Now, Jake Lang was trying to cover up. He tried to put his body over her, protecting her, while they were trying to kill her, while these dirty, cowardly cops were trying to kill her. J6 cops refused to give her CPR as Trump supporters desperately tried to save her life. According to eyewitnesses, Roseanne finally died after the beating. Of course, you've seen that cowardly bird, a dirty cop who shot... I'm having my senior moment.
Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt. Murdered her. And this is the one that was beating her. That's the cowardly that...
Oh, yeah.
And so here... the compromised individual in the government and mainstream media still claim Roseanne Boylan died of a drug overdose. Of course, they're liars, and that's what you expect liars to do, is lie, huh?
Right. And well, so, what do you think Trump's going to do when he gets elected? I'm assuming that there's still going to be an election. I was worried about that in the beginning, whether they could do what they did in Ukraine, where they canceled the election and just made Zelensky...
Look, they're scared to death getting Trump in. If Trump gets back in, look, we don't have a Justice Department, okay? Mm-hmm. So what they're doing right now is they're hiring thousands of new lawyers. They're bringing in all these new lawyers, okay? And what they're trying to do is illegally and unlawfully and unconstitutionally, these very completely and totally corrupt democratic communists, are trying to make these lawyers' positions permanent so that Trump can't fire them when he comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so by doing that, they can keep Merrick Garland as the head of the Justice Department and Chris Wray as the FBI virtually try to neutralize President Trump, okay? Because they know if he gets in, now he'll have the military and he may have to go. They all should be arrested. I've watched Merrick Garland sit there and lie before Congress time after time under oath, okay?
Yeah.
And the same thing with Chris Wray, okay? We're going to open the phone lines to take some calls. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673.
But then the legislators have something to do with it at the federal level, though? I mean, if they don't provide the funding, how are those agencies going to survive?
Well, they don't have the guts, and this is what they should have done. The Republicans could have done it if they had enough votes to defund the FBI or defund the Justice Department. Of course, right. We have one of the congressmen from our area here that voted
Dave
with
Joyce.
who voted with the Democrats. Yeah. Okay, we can always expect that to happen.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, he's a rhino for sure.
So we don't have two-party system. Yeah. When it's, Leonard and I say
we talk about the uniparty.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
it
see.
Really is. And this constitutional republic, where the legislators, are supposed to be representing the people, they don't. They represent the donor class. They're not representing the average citizen.
We have a handful of very good ones, like Jim Jordan is a very good congressman. Matt Gaetz is another good one.
Matt Gaetz is good.
Yeah, he's very good. Connors.
Tom Cotton is a decent, I've met him. He's a decent senator.
You have about...
Massey.
Have about a dozen good people out there. You've got about four or five of those are women that are, that are conservative and are with us on that. Mm-hmm. But
Marjorie Taylor Greene is, I think she's awesome. But
yeah, and then you've got that little one from... Colorado, the one that carries a gun, as I'm all scared.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Bobbitt?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you have questions about property, about property taxes, give us a call. Or have questions about what we've been talking about tonight.
Yeah, what...
All right, let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. We have Ms. Butler. Ms. Butler, you're in the air.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie. As always, you make us informed. Thank you, thank you. And so do your lovely guests. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I listened to the debate as much as I could.
Yeah.
I found it absolutely deplorable. Don't you love that term?
Yeah.
I thought that President Trump was very tired. He came across as tired. It seemed like his energy was depleted. And when she came and she gave her initial speech, which was setting the tone on the table, I don't think he was prepared at all for that.
Well, here's what happened. You see, they try to keep by attacking him with false accusations, and he's one that wants to answer those false accusations. So instead of really going on what he was going to do and keeping on what his program was, they got him to try to defend the false charges, the false accusations. But everybody knows it. We saw Trump take on the three of them. He debated all three of them. ABC is about, again, as corrupt as can be.
But normally he would come and not attack her because she's female, and they would go bananas if that happened. But he could address the people that were facilitating. They were out of place. And they were showing partiality, and he did not bring that to light hardly at all. And I thought that was really very un-Trump-like.
Yeah, and I think you may be right with that lack of energy with the schedule that he's been maintaining. That's a tough grind, so you may be absolutely right with the lack of energy.
Well, he took a whole week to prepare, and if you translate that into the dollars that she was paid by the taxpayers as being our vice president, that was quite a nice vacation on the taxpayers' money to prepare for her speech. He did not do that. And when he was in office, he didn't take a penny from any of the taxpayers, as you well know. and he did not ingratiate himself with inside trading or placating lobbyists. And that comes out as fact. I thought his sparring last night was pathetic. I was so angry with him, I wanted to boot him in the butt. Because I know that he is not a communicator. It's not his gift. He has passion. He has the honesty of his heart. But when they looked, since we are such a feely-feely country now, they were able to see beyond, and they had psychologists, I'm sure, looking at all of his different speeches, and they tuned in to his weakness, his Achilles heel, his besetting sin, whatever you want to call it. He has a spirit of pride, and he is going to take defense when he feels that they are wrong and they're accusing him wrongly, because his ego can't handle it. And they knew that, and that's where they went. They went for that Achilles heel, where he was constantly on the defense. And if you're constantly on the defense, you're not going to win the game.
Yeah, but he did. You see, here's the problem. But people don't understand. The polls all taking show that Trump, that the people, the undecided voters, those that were undecided, they were polled, 60% of them said that now they're going towards Trump and not her. And those are the ones that Trump was trying to reach, okay? Even CNN, the Communist Network, Clinton Communist Network, even they had Trump as winning by 60%. And so,
now, Pastor Ernie, you told us never to listen to the other side because they're fake news.
Yeah. They are, you're right. They are fake news. Okay.
Don't you dare quote him.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you think that debate will influence anything, or it was just a formality, just based on what you've observed?
No, I think Kamala, word salad. I think that she is very cunning. I think she is deceitful. She is a manipulator. She has certainly knows how to work her way up in the position in which she's in, as everyone knows.
With Willie Brown, but there's that San Francisco judge, that television judge, he was out there saying that, and he's had to deal with her in his courtroom many times. Apparently, she was a prosecutor in San Francisco, and he said that when she had to, she lifted her skirt. That was what his response was there. Wow.
She did the same thing with Trump, not lifting her skirt, but she found out what his weakness.
Right.
You know, she is our Delilah. And she's not there, and she did her job, and I think she did it well, unfortunately.
Was there any truth to the fact that she was wearing earrings that were a device that she, an earpiece she could hear someone speaking in her ear? Was there any truth to that?
I don't know.
I don't know if there's any truth, but if you if we were betting people, I would not put it past them, because if it means to do to win, I don't think there's anything they would not do.
Well, you're right.
I was hoping you'd take the just by mistake, take the other pulpit and podium and speak there. That might throw them off a little bit.
You know, I think Trump, especially right at the very end, when he made the statement, right after he finished, when he told them, look, Kamala, you had 3.5 years, you didn't do that, okay? You need to, right now, instead of wasting time here, you need to go to Washington, D.C., and have him, all he has to do is sign the paper, and then you can stop the border, you can close the border. All you have to do, So he put her on there. So, you know, all these 3.5 years, she did nothing. No.
And Pastor Ernie, that was his best line.
Yeah, it was.
That was his best line because he said, take responsibility for what you're saying.
Well,
absolutely.
The 20 million, when he said you brought in 20 million people in there, they have come in, they brought their drugs, they're killing children, they're raping people. But here's the thing, when he said in Springfield, Ohio, where these Haitians were eating cats and dogs, it's been all over our local news here in Ohio. It's been all over the local news. In fact, we had a clip, I think, where we have it, one of them, where one of the sheriffs or the police chief is making a statement, and we saw these, you know, people have been on the news coming out saying they found their cats eaten, you know, that was left of the cats. And so here, the fake ABC news media, those people are fake as fake gets. I mean, they've got no credibility. There's not one single journalist at ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN, not one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, but he didn't bring up any fact-checking, as you well know, with Kamala.
We just did that here a few minutes ago. We just brought up the fact-checking.
I heard you say that. And the other thing is she was very, very clever because she got out her very sneaky little punches and did her trying to slant how terrible Trump he was. But on the other hand is, and then she like would that. Throw him a zinger. She was constantly fishing to, at the very end, so they would pick up the end sentence, you know, which is a debating form to use if you're trying to overturn your opponent. And she did it beautifully. She did it in almost everything that she said.
Well, I let me tell you the way that it has turned out, she showed people that she's symbolism over substance, and there's no substance there with her. She's a border czar that did absolutely nothing on her. She's been in there for 3.5 years, and she has done nothing. And so now what they're going to try to do, they're going to try to retire old Joe early. They want to get him out. They'll probably use... what do you call it? Article 25, but try to get him out. This is what all the chatter is. Okay, this is what was saying, and insert her so that on November 5th she's already in the White House. This is their plan, but now everybody knows about it because people like us here that have been letting people know,
which is what makes your program absolutely delicious. And the other thing is that would then legitimize her running, whereas now it's anointing.
Right, right.
From the Democratic Party. It really is. But I'll get off to give other people a chance. But, gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for everything.
God bless.
Thank you for the nice call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 if you have a question or a comment on that. We're living in very interesting times. Guys, where the Bible calls perilous times. Let's go to Jack in San Diego.
From
Jack,
Boston,
you're in the air.
So what would you see as the advantage if they got rid of Joe and made Kamala president tomorrow?
Well, when it comes coming into the election, she would have, as sitting president, she could cancel the election. She could do like what they did with January 6th.
That's what we're thinking about.
That's what she could do. She could cancel the election. And again, you know, first of all, here's the problem that they have. Like, you know, Joe was a puppet on his
election.
Pardon?
What would be her reason to cancel the election?
Oh, jeez. Don't you know, haven't you seen those mega people? Those mega people are going to start a riot. They've already threatened out there that if Trump loses the election, they're going to take the country back. They're just going to, this time, no more. Listen, the propaganda out there is just unbelievable. They come up with some kind of a October surprise, some emergency, some false flag, okay? Maybe another COVID. They already tried to pull Russia back out already just about a week or so ago, and that didn't work very well for them. Everybody laughed at them on that one. So
I want to make some comments on the debate.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was a little bit disappointed in Trump. His one with his demeanor, he seemed angry to me. I like the rally Trump. I like his demeanor when he does rallies, and he's got a little sense of humor going. I don't know. I just came across as way.
Well, he's a showman. Trump's a showman out there, and here.
Angry. And he was way too serious. I mean,
he's got righteous indignation. I don't blame him. I probably would have been. I tell you what. I would have preached them about heaven sweet and hell hot, and their hair would have been on fire about what God's word, the Bible says, all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. And I would have made that very clear to those two sitting there.
So there's a couple of things I think he's doing that is starting to become a habit. Uh-huh. I think he repeats himself too many times. And he's also starting to speak in incomplete sentences, where if you're not somebody like myself that stays on top of all this, you won't really know what he's talking about. It's a totally incomplete sentence, and you have to fill in the blank. And I don't know if he's doing the have you noticed that he repeats himself a lot?
Yeah, well, he's always done that. He's always said it over. See, and there's a method to that madness, to repeat yourself. The more you over, the whole point is making the point. You'll even find that in Scripture, where it repeats itself several times. But hang tight, anyway, we'll be back right after this with more.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. To that burning lake of fire, you go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
All right, you hear that, you Democrats out there? Let me tell you, Jesus said, repent or perish. And I'm going to be, Lord's willing, unless he changes it, I'm going to be preaching on hell this week, because people need to hear that. And the more and more what is happening out there, where you have this heresy that there is no hell. There is no hell. The Pope started this stuff, and now they're picking it up. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets saved. This is to send a message to give people a false sense of security, so that they will go to hell. That's the whole point of it. So, all right, let's go out to Chicago, and we have Lynn. Lynn, you're in the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, listen, haven't you all considered that she was given those questions ahead of time?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lynn, I was listening to another station, and they were talking about how they prepped her ahead of time. She had all the questions that were being asked, but they did not give them to President Trump. And I happen to know that the Democrats would do anything to win, like Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. So what they did was gave her all the questions she knew was going to be asked, and she was prepped on how to answer them. So that's why she talked the way she did. That's why she was prepared. And I think President Trump was fantastic because he did not attack her. He did not make himself seem like a bully. I think he was quite relaxed. I think he did wonderful. And I don't know if you know Clay Nash, but Clay Nash said the Lord woke him up at 3:46 a.m. in the morning because he was so upset about the way the debate was going that he couldn't watch it. He could not watch it. And he went to sleep. The Lord woke him up at 3:46 and told him that that debate didn't mean nothing. It wasn't having no effect. Everything was the same, that God is still in charge, no matter what they do and what they say. That's Leviathan. He is the prince of the air. He is the lies of demons. He is, that's his modus operandi. That's the way he operates. The lion leader has been lying for all these years, so the people don't know any difference because their eyes are blinded. They're just like Pharaoh. And unless God removes the blinders from their eyes, they cannot see. I have a brother who is a Pentecostal pastor, and he thinks that the Democrats are the party of truth. He said the Democrats are compassionate.
Oh, I hear you.
About people. Well, he's a Pentecostal preacher.
Tell him from me, and you can give my phone number, that I said that he needs to repent of that. He needs to repent of that, or he's going to perish. But I have to move on. But thank you for calling, Lynn.
Yeah. Amen. Let's go
out to Cleveland with Mark. Mark, you're in the air.
Hello,
you're in the air. Go ahead.
I was just listening to the commentary. I don't have that view about. I thought the president, former President Trump, was cool, collect, and she was actually turning white. Okay, I think the only way she kind of sustained because of her experience as prosecutor, and she just always tries to shift the blame on him. That's all she had to go to, you know. She had no comment about failing economy, didn't even want to touch that, like she had no responsibility. I mean, if people can't see through all this, it's sad.
I think they can. I think it's going to backfire. See, she practiced her little smirk, her little laugh, and like she's in control. But that, I don't think it's going to work. It's just not going to work.
No, I just noticed towards the end. I swear to God, if she stayed there another half hour, she'd probably fall on the floor, because the answers President Trump gave her was mind blowing. I don't care if they prepped her; it doesn't matter. I think he did a great job, and
he did.
They try to catch him on a couple comments, like big deal about, people eating pets. I guess the story was thrown around. And only one thing I can say that, he probably shouldn't, when he said in the end, like, I don't care what color she is or whatever. I thought he was a little bit angry, saying that with a little anger. But that's about it.
Well, that's a righteous indignation. It's called righteous indignation.
And right.
You see, remember when the Lord Jesus went into the temple and he threw the money changers' tables over?
Yeah.
And he whooped them with a cat of nine tails? That's called righteous indignation. But I got to move on, but thanks, Larry. Let's go to our Mark, rather. Let's go Mark. Let's go to Larry in Cleveland. Larry, you're in there. Let's go to Vera. Vera, you're in there. Hey, Vera.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I was calling because I watched that debate. I don't normally watch them, but I did watch this one. And I think that President Trump did a good job. He knew he was walking into a snake pit when he decided to do this debate. He already knew that. He was very much aware of it. And I was just listening all day to all the people who said, oh, President Trump should have did this and did that. But put yourself in this man's place. After everything that's been going on with him, I think it's time for the American people to stop up and step up and do their part. Because he have been doing his part. I knew 4 years ago who I was going to vote for. I knew that right away. So I'm just saying people need to cut this man some slack because the first question they asked was about the economy. He answered that question. She never answered any question. Nobody don't know what she stands for. Nobody don't know anything about what she's planning on doing.
She danced all around it and gave everything but an answer, didn't she? Yep.
She answered nothing. She answered no questions at all, period. So they talk about the undecided. I think that people by now know who they're going to vote for.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this debate that changed anybody's mind. If your mind was made up, then your mind is made up. God is not running for president. You know, President Trump, he's just a man. He's a flawed human being, just like all of us. But somehow people keep on thinking that this man is, you know, perfect. He can't do any wrong. I think under all that pressure, I think he did a great job, and I agree with those other two callers.
I think he's got the anointing on him, you know. That's why.
Did Putin,
God bless. Thank you.
Did Putin endorse Kamala?
Actually, well, Putin's playing with her. Putin, he was being sarcastic, talking about because of what they said that they tried to Russia hoax again, and Putin said, she's got such a wonderful smile, and she's like, you know, he's just playing with her, okay, but. Let's go out to Cliff in New York. Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, I want to bring up two things briefly. First, you know, from what I've read on history, I don't blame Kennedy and Johnson that the Russians had missiles in Cuba, but I do blame Harris and Biden that there's apparently nuclear-armed missiles in Havana right now. And I had listened to an audiobook, Nuclear Folly, which was about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And they had tactical nukes in Cuba, which were about what they dropped on Hiroshima. But most of those nukes were way more than Hiroshima that they had on Cuba. So imagine what might be on those ships now. They're docked in Havana, which were only 13. About 1,200 to 1,300 miles from Cleveland. So that's one thing. The other thing is the fact that Harris picked this particular guy from Minnesota that's got apparent ties to China.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read two audiobooks on China, or listened to two, or Surveillance State, that's by Wall Street Journal reporters, a guy and a woman, that worked for the Wall Street Journal, and the other book was China Unbound by a woman reporter originally from China, and there are re-education camps in the one province where there's the Muslim Uyghurs, and that reminds me of Tim Wall's policy for schooling in Minnesota, where you know, this idea that these schools are almost like re-education camps. Like, for example, they would corral some woman Uyghurs and put them in these camps. They'd have, like, 20 women in like, a little dormitory where they could just, you know, they were in chains to the leg, one bathroom, shave their heads, give them injections. And then, you know, re-education, including some younger there's allegedly some people under 10 that were re-educated. So it's almost like he's taken this Chinese re-education stuff into his policies in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, he's done a lot of things. He's promoting, they wanted to normalize, in other words, pedophilia, make that a regular, legalize it. They want to legalize pedophilia. Mm-hmm. This guy,
normalize it.
Yeah, yeah, he is really perverted. I mean, really perverted. More he wants abortion all the way up until the time of delivery. And the babies to survive. He wants to let them just die with no help at all. He's a wicked, evil, ungodly, and he's a cowardly little man.
Mm-hmm.
I've run into people like him before, many years on the streets, preaching. And those bloody abortionists, they are cowards. I mean, when they run into a real man, they run like little rats. They're just wicked, and there's nothing so evil. And this tampon Timmy, he needs to repent. If this guy was mm-hmm. to die today, can you imagine? Is because of what, you know, the Bible says you'd be better off to have a millstone hung around your neck and thrown mm-hmm. into the sea than to do what they've done to children.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so you got one sick guy here, one morally really mm-hmm. perverted fella here. All righty, well, thanks. I got to move on, Cliff. All righty. How much time do I have left there?
About 7 minutes.
7 minutes?
Wow.
Okay, so we're running out of time tonight. So, now,
jeez.
What's the most important thing to everyone right now? If one thing would matter to you, the time will come. This will happen. There's no chance it won't. But the time will come for every single person that's alive today where only one thing's going to matter to them. What is that one thing? Is their standing with the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Okay, right? Because about everybody we know is going to die, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so the Bible, does God stutter in the Bible? He doesn't stutter, does he? So when he says it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment, what do you think he means? He means when you're going to die, and when you die, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. No in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so here, this is why I know many, many times when I preached on make your salvation sure, make your salvation sure. That's probably one of the messages I preached on more than anything else. Because there's a lot of people out there right now today that are under the... There are people that think they're saved because they were baptized, that they got saved being baptized.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There are people... When I was in the military, when I first went in, there was two guys that were standing in front of me when we were being processed, and they asked them, when you got your dog tags, what is your faith? And they says, well, we're born in America, so we have to be Christians. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they thought that they were saved by being born in America. Okay. Jesus said that many are called, but few are chosen. Mm-hmm. Many will come, but few will enter. Okay. So now here, the Bible says this, that if you're saved, you'll have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, right?
There you go.
And he tells you very clearly that... not to anger the Holy Spirit. Don't anger the Holy Spirit, right? Because what happens if you do that, okay, then he's going to come back on you, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If the Holy Spirit's dwelling in you. Now, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, you're going to have a tendency to want to serve God. I mean, if you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, like if you take a bird, if the bird's alive and you throw it in the air, it'll fly. That's what birds do. If you take a fish, if the fish is alive, you put it in water, it'll swim. That's what fish do.
Mm-hmm.
If the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, you're a Christian, you're going to want to serve God.
You're going to act.
Right. You're going to act. Okay. You're going to want to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only.
That's right.
But if you think that God's pleased with you because you go to church for an hour on Sunday morning, and then you've done your part, and that's it, you don't have during the rest of the week, during the rest of the day, you don't have any ambition to serve God, then you're in real trouble.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
This happened to me. Leonard and I were speaking to a pastor in a church in Willoughby, and he asked me a question. Well, when were you saved? He asked me this over and over again. And I said, do I have to remember a date when I was saved? because I'm thinking that you should be judging me by my fruits and not just by a date that I give you. If I say that I'm saved, is that as good or more important than my actions as a Christian toward others?
Well, salvation comes by grace and faith, but the evidence of salvation are works, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the evidence of salvation. If we say, I'll show you, show me your faith without works, I'll show you my faith by my works, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, again, this is why we keep telling people, if you don't have any desire, any zeal to be a doer of the word, then you better repent and you better get on your knees and you better ask the Lord to come, because there's no evidence there. Mm-hmm. There's no fruit like
100%.
This.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And so, you know, the one thing that God preached more than anything else or demanded from Genesis to Revelation is obedience, obedience, obedience.
Got it.
And under obedience, that is being doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. That's what it says, deceiving. If you think, well, you know, I heard this. I heard a good sermon, and now God's got to be pleased with me. Mm-hmm. No, not until you take what you've learned and put it to practical application.
That's what I'm talking about.
One thing that I have learned, Pastor Sanders, when people, you know, very kind and compliment me, I say, I give the glory to God so no man may boast. So that keeps me focused on the revealed word of God and what I should be doing. It's not about me. Leonard will say the same thing. It's not about him. It's about giving the glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. Joel Osteen's wife said it's not about God, it's about us. Joel Osteen's wife got it wrong.
I heard that.
And, and here, again, like you say, the Bible teaches that we don't have anything to be proud of, but we have everything to be thankful for.
There you go.
Everything to be thankful for.
Amen to that.
And so...
We're very thankful for you to have us on your
thank
program.
Thank you so much.
That is very kind of you to invite us.
Well, we'll keep you back. I'll be ready to work with this. Let's find some of those people. This is not right when they're taking the homes of elderly because they can't pay property taxes.
Yeah.
Because their property taxes have gotten more than their Social Security. And
we'll keep you informed.
Definitely. We greatly appreciate it.
We'll of course, we're going to have a lot of resistance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but folks out there, here's the bottom line: if you cannot say, Pastor, I knew if I died tonight, then I'd go home to be with the Lord. You probably wouldn't. And what you really need, you need to deal with that, because when you hear the preacher give an invitation, he's just a messenger. And every time that happens, God is calling you, and you might get another opportunity, and you might not. This time tomorrow. At this exact time tomorrow, there are literally millions of people that are in the world today who won't be here. Okay, the vast majority of them have no intention of dying, but that's not their call. You know, the time that every one of us will depart this planet has been predestined. It's God's call, not ours. And you better be ready because, again, like you said, it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. To die in your sin, it doesn't get any worse. It doesn't get any worse than that. And so, all right, I want to tell the folks one more time, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, if they're interested in getting involved with us in the state of Ohio, it's stoppropertytaxes@gmail.com and let us know your contact information and we will get back to you and keep you informed of what we're doing.
Yes.
Again, we're promoting honesty, integrity, and transparency by exposing the lies, deceptions, and betrayals.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we're at that time we get to every night at this time. Where we say thanks for being here with us tonight, and thanks for your support. And good night.
God bless.
God bless. Mm-hmm. Then we do it. And then always, always, always. You ready? And I do mean always. Let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.